guys, hello. And
sorry, we've just been sharing some gossip.
We have been sharing some gossip. We won't leave you out, though. We have got a really good episode coming up today, Lauren, haven't we?
We have. Hello, hello, welcome. I don't think we said Nip Tuck. I can't remember. But hi, we're here. What have we got going on? Ashley went to London, so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the Grand Prix. The Grand Prix, because I actually do have something to say on that and I normally don't. We're going to talk about intrusive thoughts. It makes me laugh even thinking about it because it's actually quite serious, but we're going to talk about that. What we bought this week, of course, and then we've got the wildest story about a girl, one of our Patreon girls, that went on a date and it's, I can't even believe it happened.
Plot twist.
Plot twist.
Now, guys, we can't do this without you. So let's keep the chat chatting. Lauren, how do people get in touch?
Wow, that's not my job, but I'm going to try. Okay, you can email... Oh, whoa. Ah, change. Don't like change. You can email us hello@niptuckpod. You can go on our Instagram. You can DM us on there, but we do prefer an email. If you're on Patreon, you can get straight into our DMs there and chat to each other. What else? WhatsApp. We've got a WhatsApp number. We're on YouTube. YouTube is videos every Wednesday. If you're on Patreon, you get it on 5 o'clock. If you're on Apple subs, you get it 5 o'clock on Tuesday. There's video bonuses on Friday.
Okay.
Let's just get on to the episode.
Can I just add a little quick note as well? We've had quite a lot of WhatsApps recently.
Oh, thanks.
And quite a lot of voice notes.
Oh, we love it.
But there is one problem. A lot of them are about 6 minutes. Girls.
No.
If we can
keep them.
It's not
your podcast. It's ours.
Like, girls, if you can keep it to max 2 minutes, I would be very grateful.
Keep it lean.
Keep it quick, fast.
I said that on a call the other day and everyone went really quiet.
Yeah, that's
like,
really
they were
weird.
All like talking too much. And I went, come on, guys, keep it lean.
Love that.
I think that's great.
I love that.
I think that's weird.
You would... No, but everyone switches off. And I know you think your presentation bit is the most important.
No, I just mean the word lean.
Yeah, but working lean.
I don't understand what that is.
Like lean, like take the fat off it.
So my issue wasn't with what you were saying, I agree. It was more I've never heard keep it lean.
Well, we all want to be fucking lean. Keep it lean.
Keep it clean and lean.
So basically, what I've been up to, I'll fill you in because I've got like so many things.
Oh, good.
So many things. So I'm having the baby. The baby could come anytime now. I think I'm classed as like full term.
We were on the phone the other day and she went, oh, I just think I'm having a contraction. I was like, actually, this isn't about you. It's about me, this phone call, but okay. Anyway, the baby didn't come.
No, the baby didn't come yet. The baby.
How do you feel about the baby coming? Like, are you totally chill? Is there any nerves number four? Like,
is it just like... milk.
Yeah.
And a carer.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, it's true, though, to be fair. Like, the birth, are you arsed?
Yeah,
or you
like,
just chill?
I'm a bit scared, but I'm not talking about it, because I had that horrendous headache thing last time.
Yeah.
So, do you know what? Actually, this morning, Kate, weirdly, she's been off Instagram for 3 months. You know our acupuncture, Kate?
Yeah, I've not seen her.
She did a post, and I sent her a little thing, like, hope you're okay. And she messaged me, like, your baby's coming soon, isn't it? So we're doing a treatment and like a meditation and acupuncture the night before the baby comes.
Oh, what
together.
A nice idea.
Isn't that gorgeous?
So you just calm.
Some calm. Ready. And then, so I had like my final chat with the doctor. By the way, the baby will be here by the time this episode's out.
Wow.
That's so weird.
I want another baby now.
It's your turn now.
Can't.
Right, anyway, back to me.
Back to you.
So, I had my chat with the doctor and I was like, so can you give me like something, you know, to calm me down, like,
yeah,
before?
Because that's the best bit.
And they were like, you're going to have to raw dog this.
But it's so fun being like woozy.
If there was America, they would be giving you all kinds.
Because then you're all happy and woozy.
But no, I'm actually nervous. No, I actually am. But they can't give you anything. Like, I was listening to Catherine Ryan this morning and she said that when she lived in New York, they used to give her a Valium and a Percocet just to have a facial.
Because they just can't.
Because they just
can't. What are you nervous about?
The spinal. Right. Going wrong again.
Have you asked if there's more chance of that happening because it's happened before?
There isn't.
But it's just a nervous.
They said they think that the reason why it happened last time is because they used too big a needle on a small person. So that's why the fluid leaked out.
Gross.
Do you have the laughing gas?
They can't give it because I'm going in theatre. So with the laughing, and I've got to stay really still. Like when you have your spinal, have you ever had one?
Well, I had to have six for my chemo.
Yes.
And they every time struggled to get it in. Like literally, yeah, we're just prodding.
And you know what they're doing, and it's horrid, isn't it?
Put me but on the gas in a... straight in.
Oh, can they give it you while you're having your spinal?
Well, I'm awake, completely awake. They give me like a, is it a general, you know, a numbing?
Yeah.
But they tried, and for weeks they couldn't do it, and they start to worry. They put me on the laughing gas. No problem.
She can just relax out.
Maybe they can, you know, because I feel like that's what I need, something for like a few seconds to be just like, to, so yeah, I will ask
that. Oh my God, you're giving me like full on memories of sitting there bent over.
And you have to lean on a pillow as still as possible. Oh. And when as soon as they go, like, be still, you're like, my nose is itching.
Yeah. Yeah. You're literally like,
now I need to cough and I've got a cough for you. Like,
yeah, it's so God, annoying. Yeah, that so moment annoying. When you start yeah. like,
and then I always look at Ed and he's like...
And then the man's like, oh! They realise all of a sudden after 9 months, they're like, we're having a baby now. So you're nervous about that. Are you nervous about the section itself?
I'm in really good hands. So like I said, I've gone like half private. Mm-hmm. So I'm with Dr. Chan.
Yes, I know him.
I was going to go on one bone every minute, but I backed out.
No, we just decided it wasn't.
No, it was after that hospital incident where it was something, really scary. Yeah. It was, that was very scary.
And if that's on camera, you might not want that. It's no. Like...
So, yeah, I'm with Dr. Chan and Emily. Emily is amazing. She's been my midwife like 3 times. And then Dr. Chan is supposedly amazing, I have heard. He's... Yeah. An expert, so he's doing it. So yeah, we are all set. And next week, I'm actually going to list you all of the baby perfect. Things I've bought. And Lauren has just done that, so she can give her advice for
have
me.
Have you asked him if when he closes you up, he can tucky tuck tuck?
They just don't.
They just won't because they're laughing right, in your this face. Really annoys me because right, they're making an incision like that. All they need to do is a slight semicircle, a slight. An inch.
Yeah, like whoops.
Just whoops. Yeah. Semicircle, pull it back down.
Yeah. Like, no, they just won't. I know.
It's not fair.
So, I went for my consultation.
I just keep looking at the thing you're thinking of doing. And I've thought, in the last 5 minutes, I've looked at that area and just thought, it's great already. But I said this but about the brow see, lift. I said this about the face.
The picture.
Yeah, and it does look good. I do not. I said this about the brow. I said it about the face, and it looked great. So I'm just
okay. So went for my consultation. Not I'm still waiting for my quote back. So
what are we thinking? I think 12. You think more?
I think 15.
Okay,
but like that's crazy because it's done in an office.
What?
It's done in his office.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So he was like,
"Is this where? Are you sure this isn't like, the bleff lady
this,
with a wig on?
This is where you'll be sat."
Fuck off.
Like when you have it done.
Oh. Mm. But strong medication?
Like sedation.
No general?
Nope, no.
It's general. Not under general? No. Whoa.
90 minutes. Do you want to come with me? You'd die. You'd be like, ugh.
When are you thinking? Are you going to tell people about it or not?
I don't know.
No, just see how you feel.
See how I feel.
I
obviously,
might come.
We don't. We tell you after and when we...
Like after a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. So I'll leave that conversation.
Right, so you went for that consultation. You were happy with it. We're thinking of
and
doing it.
And then there's another thing that I'm doing, but they won't see me for 6 months after I've had the baby. The thing that you know...
Yes.
About. Okay.
We're not being dicks here, by the way, girls. It's just... It's navigating how you do it right because who was it that was telling us? Was it on Patreon that there was a couple of influencers that went to a different country?
Oh, they went to Paris to get their boobs done.
And I think I might not be right here, but from what I could kind of gather, because I didn't know.
They put the wrong size implants in one and one got a really bad infection.
And I don't know whether they had already tagged the company on the way there or not, so I can't confirm that. But if they had... Then they'd already been like, we're going to Paris to get it with such and such. And then they had a bad experience, which they have documented, I believe, because people knew. Yeah. But by then, is it too late? Have people already paid the deposits? Like, that's the concern.
That's our concern. And that's why we keep everything. I know it's like, oh, it's behind a paywall on Patreon. No, it's to protect you as well, because you do have to jump through a few hoops to get on the Patreon.
Yeah.
And... It
just feels safer though.
So basically, yeah, I went to London, went to Carbon. Oh my God.
Was it gorgeous?
Oh my God.
You didn't take many pictures in London.
I don't take pictures. I'm not a... I don't
wish I could do that.
Like,
I want to do that, but I also feel like I've got a social media to grow. So I feel like
I vlogged it.
Ah, so you do it that
way.
I do
my vlogging. I feel like that's so much... You need to get on that.
I can't. I can't add another
thing. Ed would rather, like, what's something Ed would rather do? Like, Ed is such a manly man. Mm-hmm. Like, even carrying my heavy, like, Birkin 35, I'll be like, please, can you carry it? He will not carry it.
Because it's a feminine thing, yeah. And he won't carry it.
And he won't take a picture of me.
Because
he gets really embarrassed if other people can see him taking a picture of me.
See, James is, to be fair, so supportive. James will lie on the floor and to get a picture for me if I need to get that fucking picture. But I think it's because, I don't know, he wants, well, listen, the bigger and better my career goes, the better for the whole family. So I think he's like, listen, I don't want to lie on the floor.
Mine, and he's happy true. To reap the reward.
Like, James is like, listen, so I don't want to lie on the floor. But I also, I want a lovely kitchen, so I'm lying on the floor, honey.
Exactly.
Like, he'll do it.
Like,
and I think that's
so
fair.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
but
carbon.
We went past the rosewood. So the rosewood has got carbon inside, or carbone.
Carbona.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And, oh, Lauren, the rosewood.
We really want to stay there, don't
we? No. Like, Lauren, next time we go to London, we're staying.
We need to do... We haven't treated ourselves in ages.
Ages.
Like, as a Nip/Tuck treat
together.
We'll
have a work... Work will start ramping up, I would say, in September time. Mm-hmm. Then I spoke at SXSW, which was
right,
amazing.
What's that? So tell us, like, what the format was. What happened?
Went on stage. We did a segment of about, like, skin, ageing, AI, all of that good stuff.
So there was you and two or three other women I saw? Two or three other women, yeah. And you were sat on stage.
All really amazingly.
And was it like an interactive questions, or was it like, did you have something prepared? Like, how did it run?
Prepared, couple of questions. Lucy Cave was there. We love Lucy Cave. And yeah, it was amazing. Then on Sunday, me and Megan did her World Cup shopping, and I'm allowed to talk about all
right.
of this.
Tell us.
So basically, she did a TikTok on it, and it's like blown up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And she was just like, this is probably my last World Cup,
right.
And I want to be the
wag. Oh, and do you know what? I love that she's saying that.
Style.
She's not trying to be like, I don't really care, because like,
no.
She's like, no, I want to bring it.
Exactly.
You know, on Patreon this morning, someone's put a picture. Have you seen it? And
oh,
it says, meet
the
wags. And it's off somewhere else. It's meet the wags. And then it's got like six pictures of women with who they are and who the partner is. And Megan's on there. And someone's written, I feel like Megan's our Abby Clancy this time.
Yes. So also she was like, I want to come on the podcast. And I was like, you could have come on it today.
Right.
I know.
I want to come on the podcast just before the World Cup, and then goes to the World Cup, so we can't get her on. Maybe we get her after and she can tell us about it.
No, she's coming home for a week, so you might be able to have her on.
Yes, if she'll come on. I think it's nice for you to be there, though, because you're like...
I
you know, because for her, for like...
We can work something out.
I think we need her on. I think we do it after the World Cup, and we ask her like bits and bobs about it.
Just have your laptop on your belly, or
yeah,
in the suite.
So yeah. She got some gorgeous outfits.
Right.
So she's gone for a red, white, blue theme.
Yeah.
So obviously we spoke about the handbag rules and regulations. Yep. 8 inches by 6.
So that's like
nothing.
That's
bigger.
A teeny tiny clutch.
That's a wallet, basically.
Right.
Yeah. So we were on the mission.
Have you seen the little Miu Mius that are crochet? They've got, I don't know how big
cute.
They are, but they're like that with a little strap, and they're red. They've got red and navy.
Will you send me the link? I'll
yeah, they might be good.
She got these Celine jeans that were, oh my God, like they're
worthy.
White jeans, and they've got a blue Celine emblem on their bum. And you know how good Megan's bum
amazing.
Is.
Amazing.
No, that's real, guys. Like she has BBL
she's got a great
allegations all
no,
the time.
No, she's got a big
and
bum.
We are not against BBLs one tiny bit, but her bum is real. It's real.
So she's wearing... So is she going to put the shirt into
yes.
the jeans?
So she wears the same shirt as Jordan.
Right.
And then a pant. So we bought quite a few pairs of pants. But then we also bought what we call the presidential looks.
Right.
So we also got like some dresses and suits and stuff.
And is that for like not at the match, but for other...
Yeah, and she bought them from like Marge.
Yes, she
and
likes
Sandro.
It there. So, yeah.
And what else did she
And she
get?
Does give that. She's good at getting that with that like blonde short bot, like the curl. She gives that vibe.
She had a facial yesterday. We're going to get our nails done today and she's getting World Cup nails.
Wow.
She's honestly the cutest thing in the world.
She is. She's very supportive in that way. Like, she goes above and beyond for it. And I like that. Like I said, I like the fact
she's
that
every single
she's
game.
Not trying to be, like, cool. Like, yeah, I'm a wag. And what she's saying, yeah, this is amazing and I'm going to go above and beyond and I do care and she's I do like want to look good. Best. And I do want to, like, champion my husband.
Exactly.
And I like that. Because too many people try and be too cool. I'd probably be trying to be too
but
cool.
But, guys, like, you'll be seeing lots of pictures of her, but just know she's sound as fuck because me and Lauren are friends with her.
So did you go to like Selfridges and do like a personal shopper type thing? What's happened with the handbags then? What did you do?
So basically, I think she's got like two or three that definitely fit, and then the other times she might just have to carry like a sandwich bag with her stuff in. Seriously.
Oh, God.
I know, but everyone's in the same boat, aren't they?
She will also want to dress the kids.
The kids?
Because she likes them.
Arlo can go to the games, but the girls, I don't think, can because they're on really late at night and some of the stadiums don't have aircon in them and it's so hot. So we were also, like, doing, like, a makeup thing because Megan is so good at doing all of her own hair and makeup, and I was like, Megan, you need the one size setting spray.
Yeah,
so she goes to New York on Friday and she's got 8 days of just doing fun things.
And will she be so in those 8 days, is there like anything that they have to follow and do and go and be
at? There's a family day that she gets to go and see Jordan on,
right?
And I think it's a barbecue,
but other than that, are they separated?
Yeah.
Shit, I was thinking they fly out together.
She's not allowed to see him.
Wait, so hang on a minute. So during this time, they're not in the same hotel?
No. They're not allowed to see each other.
So if they've won, if they've lost, doesn't matter. She's watching, but not. She doesn't go home with them that night?
No.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
No. So she's like, there'll be like periods of time where she won't see him for ages. So I think they won't have seen each other for like 2 weeks.
I did not know that.
Because they're in camp.
Right. Yeah, I suppose they can't like be really fucking off home strict. With the wife. They've got like, this is serious, it's the World Cup. Oh my God, it's so exciting.
I'm so excited, are you?
I am now. I'm excited now.
Yeah. So yeah, that's all of my shit.
Right, speaking of wags.
Yeah.
Or is it a wag? Yeah, it's still a wag. Kim Kardashian at the
Lewis
Monaco.
Hamilton.
Right.
What?
I've just got something
Don't
really...
Don't be a bitch.
Okay then. I'll say
I thought the outfit was cute. Also, she didn't want to steal the spotlight.
She knows what she's doing. She did steal the spotlight by wearing a not cute outfit.
It was cute. I would wear that outfit. A bodysuit and a pair of jeans. It was hot.
It's not that I didn't like the outfit particularly, but it's like she knows. She has a team. She knows what she's doing. Every time she wows. Wow, wow, wow. It wasn't that outfit that was my issue. It was the other one.
The white Gucci.
It didn't even fit that well. I know I'm being a bitch, but she's Kim Kardashian, so it's fine. Like, she's very famous. She's never going to hear this. I just... And I know I'm not the... Well, I mean, I wouldn't have... I'd be terrible.
I'll tell you what I would
But I'm not the only one, because loads of people on Instagram, someone we know that has a clothing brand that is very fashion, she put something about it. So I was like, it's not just me.
No. Everyone can wear what they want, but if it was me, I would have worn an all leather outfit.
Yeah, something like...
Like a biker high leather jacket with that bod.
Something.
Like a vintage Tom Ford Gucci flair look.
She could have served.
With some big glasses.
Yeah. She could have served. And I think the fact that she didn't go to that level of the wow was intentional. Everything
now,
was intentional.
Now, speaking of the Monaco Grand Prix,
but they looked
Lauren,
good the other time because Chloe wore this. I saw her getting off a boat. It was like a pink PVC. She looked fucking unreal. So I was like, I don't know. I got something was off. But go on.
We've had loads of messages, haven't we, on like Insta and Patreon of people saying that they felt really shit this weekend. And I honestly think it's from that Monaco Grand Prix just looked so like lavish. There were so many people there. Are they all in Grand
just
like? Do you not think, Alex?
I had a friend who I went to school with, and she was there.
Like what? Right. Like, so, and we're only hating. Like
jealousy. So just to explain, We had a couple of people in Patreon this weekend that were like, I feel shit about myself. I'm on Instagram. Everyone seems to be living so much of a nice... These are like more single girlies that I've got someone to compare to. And they were like, these girls are like dressed to the nines. They've got the designer bags. They're on these tables. They're in these gorgeous places. They've got these gorgeous pictures.
On yachts.
They're on yachts. Like, and I'm just at home going to Pilates and yoga and I don't feel great and it's making me feel shit. So first of all, everyone's advice was don't fucking look then. If it makes you feel shit, unfollow. Don't mute. Look. And but then we also said, let's be realistic here. That's not a realistic life. And then one girl commented saying, listen, I am in an industry and lots of my friends are there. And let me tell you something, it is not what you are seeing on Instagram. This isn't for everyone, guys. There will be genuine people there, but this is the comment that we got. And she said, a lot of the people that I've seen there are there because they are sucking an old man's balls afterwards. This is what the girl said. I didn't say it. She said, so please don't look at these pictures and assume a certain lifestyle because you don't know what it's taken to get there. Now, that's not everyone. This is a small portion for anyone who says, yeah. I was at the Grand Prix and I had no dick in my mouth.
The people that I saw at the Monaco Grand Prix, apart from Kim Kardashian, were sucking old balls.
Yeah.
For sure.
Now,
to be there.
There's not everyone, like brands probably take people. There's probably that have just got the money that wanted to go, that have connections, absolutely
but
fine.
But like, whatever, like you
I don't
do
care.
You.
But
like,
just if you were looking at it and it was making you feel yeah. shit, then not everything is always what, listen, there will be
you
girls there.
You could suck
that
old balls and be at the yeah. Monaco Grand Prix
and there
if
will
you
be people
to.
There that didn't suck any old balls and that went because they genuinely went. They've husbands
like,
loaded
who actually
or,
gives a fuck
or
about
whatever.
Grand Prix,
like. But we're trying to make people feel better here. That's why we're saying it. But a guy I know, a friend of mine, he wasn't
fanny.
Sucking balls. He was probably getting his old balls sucked. No, and he was there, and he's a very wealthy bloke. He's like in his...
When I'm old and rich, I'll have a man that sucks my fanny that I pay.
It's crinkly fanny.
There's our quote.
Do you know what? We've actually only
Bitch
said it one way.
Bitch, you're on mommy's schedule.
There might have been men there that were sucking, like, sucking old clit. Like, I don't... Sorry. And it
yeah,
does get...
Do you know what? Things go on behind closed doors.
Yeah. So this guy, friend of mine, is like late 40s, early 50s. He's very, very wealthy and he's in a wealthy circle. And he went to Amber Lounge, is it, that everyone goes to? Apparently that's the place. Is it Amber Lounge? In Monaco, at the Grand Prix.
Sorry, I don't speak brass.
Ashley. Anyway, we're just jealous. We're just so jealous. And if someone invited me to the Grand Prix, I'd be at Amber Lounge. Yeah. So he went there and I said, how was it? Sent me a little video. And it's fine. It's just a club. Do you know how much the table was?
How much?
He was on the mid tier. £45,000.
That's ridiculous.
One was £80,000. Come on. Like, that's money on. Like, even if I had that, you say that, don't you? It's all relative. But 40, and it's gone in a night. And you've probably embarrassed yourself and can never go again. Like, and he showed me some videos and yes, it looked good. And he said to me, he was like, yeah, it was cool as fuck. Cool people were there. It was cool. But how cool can you be for 45 grand?
Was that where they had the incident in the DJ booth?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Why? What incident was that?
There was a rapper was meant to be on and he missed his set time. And then they had like...
Oh, a to-do.
Yeah.
A to-do, some tomfoolery. Anyway, yeah. So Grand Prix.
But you think, like, Jeff Bezos makes, I've just Googled it, he makes $54,700 a minute.
Oh!
I'd suck his balls.
I'd suck his old balls. If he wants
I'd
me
do
to
whatever.
Suck his old balls,
yeah.
I will. But I think he's probably got enough people doing that. Right, Ashley, one of the things that you wanted to mention today...
Yeah, and I've been waiting for this. I really want to know.
I believe you pooed your pants again.
Did I?
Somebody did.
Who?
Don't know. It says here that someone shot themselves in
Where?
TK Maxx. Oh! who did that?
No, there's this TikTok that's gone viral.
Oh, I thought it was you!
No, there's a TikTok that's gone viral and it's this girl, right? Why? You never need a shit at like 2 o'clock on a Tuesday, but as soon as you enter the doors of TK Maxx, you suddenly need to shit yourself.
I've got a funny story about
so that. So this TikTok's gone viral of this girl and she's like, what is it about going in HomeSense or TK Maxx?
I've got a funny story about that.
Literally makes you
laxative.
Need a shit.
Do you think they put like laxative in the aircon?
So everyone was commenting on it and it was like, it's the strip lights combined with like, is your body overstimulated with all the deals that are going on?
And you need a coffee, you have a coffee.
Yeah, like, And you probably, yeah, like,
and you're probably in a rush. And you see a sofa and you think, oh, home environment, cozy sofa, need a poo. Like, maybe that. Or you go through the towel section and you see the toilet roll stands and it just triggers your brain. So I've got a funny story for you. Will she mind me saying it? No, I don't think she will. I remember, like, Thea was probably about three, so that's how long ago it was, but I'll never, ever forget it. We went into Dunelm.
Dunelm, yeah. It's another
show. Right? And
Dunelm,
it's the same.
Home Bargains, TK Maxx.
Home Senses.
Any form of retail park.
It's a retail park. It's the retail park.
Hey, so, I've been constipated all week.
I'm going to go to the local retail park. Ah, there we go. It's so true. So we're in Dunelm and we're wandering around and she just looked at my mum and she was like, I'm going to shit myself. I'm going to shit myself. So she's panicking. She's going around trying to find the toilets. And the staff's like, there's one there you're not really meant to use, but yeah, sure. So she runs to the toilet. She doesn't make it to the toilet. She pooed her pants, right? Then when she got in the toilet, I don't want to be too graphic, but there was a mess. It was a mess in that toilet. She panicked, cleared what she could and got out, right? As she's coming out, someone's going in and she said, I just went, I wouldn't go in there. Someone has really made a mess. Yeah. She carried on. She's waving me and my mum over. We've got like basket fulls of stuff and she's like, we need to go. Go now. And my mum's like, but this is a deal on a purchase. And I was like, what? I've got a weird basket. And she was like, now. So we ran out. Left all our shit. I had Thea with me. Ran out. I was like, what the fuck? She went, totally serious. Looked us in the eyes. She went, I have profuse shit myself. And we were like, what, bad? And she went, it's everywhere. And we were like, what do you mean? She went, get in the car now. So she turns around, there is shit all down the back of her legs, at the bottom of the hem of her pants, like flicks of it. She was like dead in the eye.
What was she wearing?
She's wearing white jeans. They were flicked. Do you know when you walk in the mud and it flicks up the back of your leg? She went, I have, but dead serious, I have profusely shit myself. And we were like, where? And she turned around, she was like, everywhere. So we got to the car and we were like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? So my mum ran back in and got some Dunelm bags. She had to sit on some plastic carrier bags.
Whose car was it?
My mum's, right? And she was sat on these plastic bags so that she didn't get shit.
We all just sat in silence.
Yes, and then we got in the car and it was a rainy, cold day, so you couldn't have the windows down. And it's... Thunk, and everyone, yes, and everyone was just looking out the window. Like, it smelled that bad, and it was a 20-minute drive. And as the drive continued, the smell goes, and we were all just looking out the window, like in this complete, like, yeah. So that was Dunelm.
Are you crying?
So, she's crying. So yeah, right. The truth that is true. It's right. True. Right, guys, after all that, let's just head into a quick break because I need a wee, I think. That's all it is. She made me laugh. We'll be back after the break.
Guys, welcome back. Lauren, you've ruined my makeup.
Your under eye.
Honestly, like,
isn't it funny when you forget these stories and then something brings them up and it's just, it's a belter. That it's one of my all-time favorites.
Do you know, once I was at the warehouse project and I went in the toilet and someone had shit themselves and left their boxes in there.
It was that bad. But you
and
wonder.
I was like, there'll be a man dancing with Giselle
with his willy flying around and poo, like, on his bum.
The warehouse project is a proper place to shit yourself.
It's
as
not
well.
My kind of place, that, at all.
Yeah. No, never.
I don't like raves. Not me.
No, you would be very bad person in a rave.
Not good. No, I'm not chilled. I'm not. I would go. I'd be weird.
Yeah,
I'd
you'd
go
be weird.
I'd be out on a stretch.
So I also, speaking of funny TikToks, I've seen, and actually, it's been in the news this week. A little bit behind, so bear with us because we're pre-recording before the baby. But it was on Good Morning Britain yesterday about, I didn't know this, but OCD. I thought OCD was flicking light switches on
and
off. I thought OCD was cleaning. OCD isn't. It's like anything.
It's mental. So there's a girl I follow. She's fantastic. Victoria. I can't remember her bloody surname. Yeah. And when she was pregnant, I think I might have mentioned it on the pod. When she was pregnant, she was really open about it. She got a form of OCD while she was pregnant, and it made her... it made her incredibly unwell. She was having she's lovely. She's got a podcast, or she did have one. Yeah. And she had these awful, horrific thoughts during her pregnancies. Like, it ruined her pregnancy. She had to go to a therapist, and it was OCD, a form of OCD.
Yeah.
So it's not just where everything has to line up. It's
so that's
bigger.
What this Good Morning Britain are doing, like a week of like OCD awareness.
Yeah, I think that's good.
And a lady came on. Again, we call it the segment where they wheel someone in to talk about something controversial. So, Lauren, basically, I didn't know, and so it's been really insightful actually watching these segments about how OCD is intrusive thoughts, for example. That was what the focus was on yesterday. And there was a girl that came on, and she said that she has intrusive thoughts that she's a paedophile. Then there was also another lady that has intrusive thoughts that she wants to commit incest on all of her family members.
I've seen the TikTok that she did.
Yeah. So basically, obviously, that's an extreme level of something.
And how awful,
very specific.
How awful for that to be in your head. And you know what? Good on them. I don't know if I'd be that brave to admit that, because that will make other people feel better to admit that they have this OCD. Yeah. And it will make people feel better that have it as well, because you don't want to think like that. So, that's not what you want to do. But then we were talking about just intrusive thoughts in general, because a lot of us have them. James has always told me that he has awful intrusive thoughts, that when he's talking to people, he imagines doing weird shit to them. Like, for example, if there's a traffic cone next to them and they're talking,
smashing
them around the head with it and stuff like that. But he has something.
So we ask on Patreon, intrusive thoughts. I always think about letting go of my pram off a hill, throwing my phone in the river every time I go over a bridge, biting my husband's dick during blow drops.
This one made me laugh a bit.
We stayed in a hotel recently with my puppy, and I had a balcony up high, and I started thinking about throwing the puppy off the balcony.
Fucking hell.
Pushing the handbrake button when driving fast, I get that one. Or clicking the engine off button and seeing what happens when I'm driving fast, that I get that.
Buttons.
It's so weird, but when I'm talking to someone, could be a complete stranger, just met in like a queue or a colleague or a friend for years, I don't listen to what they're saying. It could be anything, but I literally like it and their vibe. I want to lean in and kiss them on the lips, and I've got no idea why. Crashing into the central reservation on the motorway.
I get that.
FYI, yeah. I'm not suicidal in any way. I get that as well.
Mm.
And what would happen if, especially on long, dark roads?
Fuck it.
Let's see what happened. Yeah. No joke, every time I walk down the stairs, I think I'm going to throw myself to the bottom. I have to hold on to the banister and take a deep breath. And then someone's put, I'd be here for days if I started listing mine.
Kissing my lash tech.
My lash tech would punch me in the face if I tried to kiss her. But she has said on here, she had postnatal OCD intrusive thoughts, and she said it was actually awful. This is a very common one, and I feel like James gets this. I know he does. Whenever someone tells me some really sad news, it's always in my head, imagine if you laughed at them right now. Mm. I think that's quite a normal one. Putting my car in reverse when I'm doing 70 on the motorway.
Oh.
When I was at a burlesque, we had to walk up the fire exit because the front entrance didn't work. And at the top, I just always thought, what if I just throw myself off?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of throwing yourself off of things, isn't there?
I think it's ones that I have as well. Whenever I have a new baby and I'm carrying it down the stairs, like, I feel like everyone can relate to that.
Yes. You have the vision that you're going to drop them.
Or you fall on top of it.
You fall on top of them. Yeah. Or I used to, with Thea, I used to think I was going to drop her. And then the scene of what would happen as she went down the steps and landed would play in my head. And then I would hold on because I'd think I'm going to drop her. I think that's quite common.
If I'm cooking and there's like a knife nearby and Ed's annoying me, I do sometimes think
what would happen if. I do get this, and we've spoken about this on the pod before. sometimes when I talk to couples, I imagine what them having sex.
Yeah, that's normal. But
quite a lot. So like I will talk,
that's like a standard thing.
So like I'll be looking at them and I'll think, who does what? What are you liking? Yeah.
That's why you don't concentrate very often.
And then sometimes when I speak to men, not that I fancy anything like that, I wonder what their penis is like. Like just out of interest. Like I wonder.
But do men do that about girls' fannies?
Alex, can you help? I'm not the guy to
No.
Tits.
You can see them. It's not like I even...
Men know what they're getting a bit
it's
more.
It's not like I even see a bulge and it leads me. I just think about people. I wonder and I make guesses
and
on what...
What, you draw the dick in your
sometimes,
head?
Sometimes, yeah. Or it's more the pubes. So like, say I'm talking to someone, I'm like, I feel like you've got the biggest bush ever. Or I'll look at them and talk to them and I'll be like, yours is probably really groomed. And it's not sexual, it's just a thing. And the couple thing I do a lot, like I will often think like, I wonder what you shag like. Like, what's your shag style? Like, because people, I love that because
it's a bit like the best time of the year is not summer, it's grey tracky season.
Grey tracky season. Because you see that, but it's not even, I just think it. And like, if there's a couple, I often think, or just a man or a woman, I think, like, what, because when you meet someone, their bedroom style, you would never know. And and that intrigues me. I think that's why if I watch porn, I would watch real people because it intrigues me. Like, what are you really like? What's your sex style? Mm. But Intrusive Thoughts, guys, let us know yours. Do you have them all, Lucas?
Absolutely. Do you have them as well? Worst.
Really?
Probably can't go into a lot of them.
No, oh, I can't go into mine.
Like my, just, I'll be talking to someone and I just get the I have a very dark sense of humour.
Mm. Yeah.
But like, I don't plan it. My brain will just go there. And occasionally with my very close friends, it comes out and most of the time they laugh, sometimes they're just gobsmacked.
Bet it's come out. Yeah. Well, I say it out loud and then it goes on a podcast, so that goes really well for me. Alex, do you get intrusive thoughts?
No.
He's too young. He's not been damaged enough.
Yeah, he's not traumatized enough for that.
Like, he's not fucked like us yet.
No, but I do think
he's led quite a normal life.
Oh, he's had a lovely life. Do you know what Alex did, girls, this morning?
Not been thrown down the stairs.
I feel like this is like what you want to aim for in your man. James wouldn't think to do this, but this morning I pulled up and it was absolutely pouring down. And Alex was stood underneath the building entrance with a big brolly. And he walked over to the car to look at him raising it. And he opened the door to get me out of the car with the brolly.
That's because he gets that at Hale Country Club.
Like, how that is like, and that's someone who I think has been brought up really well by a woman and a man, of course, but like has been taught how you treat women.
If any single girls in the Cheshire area, aged 23.
What's our age range, Alex? 23? Alex is Ashley's agent, by the way. So Alex is 24.
23-ish.
I would say 22 to 26 would be.
No, you don't want older, do you?
A tiny bit, a year or two?
No,
not really.
Girls are so much more mature.
Yeah, they'd be too mature for you.
Like, at our age, it wouldn't make much of a difference, but at that younger age, they are.
Yeah,
like,
so I'd say 22. Oh, yeah. God, you
we'll
are so
we'll share a
young
picture on Patreon.
He's gorgeous.
Yeah.
You girls should get in there.
So, on Patreon, this lovely lady has written in over the weekend, and honestly, it shook us all to the core. I saw the message and I literally just wanted to cry for her. It was along the lines of, I went on a date and we'd been speaking for ages. He took me to London for the day, so amazing. I was really excited. And I went in the service station because it was a long drive to go and get us some coffees. And when I came out, there was a text on my phone off the guy. And it said, hey, this isn't going to work for me. I've left you some cash next to the bins and get home safe.
So he'd gone and he just left money on the bin to get home with.
So there was money on the bins to get home with. He'd sent the text saying, this isn't for me. So, yeah, had to make her own way home.
Wow.
Mm. And then she said when she was speaking in the chat, and like the chat was really chatting, and by the way,
everyone
girls,
was really supportive of her.
Everyone was so supportive. And do you know what? Like, that would be a massive dent to your confidence.
Absolutely. And do you know what? It's nice that she could put it in Patreon because it's kind of you didn't even want to, you want to tell your friend. You wouldn't even want to tell your friends.
There's all kind, and you get so many different opinions.
Yeah, it's good.
And it's really good how we all can debate things. But she said she thinks it's because she was talking about her ex a little bit in the car.
But, right, so I'm going to
ask a man's opinion.
I'm going to just say here, obviously, got the girls back 100%, but sometimes we don't realise what's coming across. Was she, still, she should never have been left. Was she just mentioning it a bit, or does she not realise that actually she perhaps was talking about it quite a lot?
I just don't think anything qualifies for leaving someone at a service station. No, I totally agree.
It's absolutely disgusting.
That is the most... Listen, do you know what? Degrading.
I think that's disgusting. I think what he would have been better to do is say, babe, the traffic going into London is horrendous.
Yeah.
When she gets out from having the coffee, this is what I would have done. My love, the traffic is so bad that I think... Let's go to the pub by yours.
Yeah.
We'll get some tea. I'll drop you off at home.
Yeah.
I would have headed back because he's got to go back that way.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, it's on him.
Or...
He was the one that picked her up.
Or I have just had a phone call. I'm so sorry. Something's happened at home. Something I'm going like to have that. To go back. She wouldn't have believed him, but that would have hurt but so also, much like, less.
What if this poor girl couldn't get home safely?
And then that was on him.
Yeah.
What do you think? Like, what? What
Alex,
entered...
what do you, would you do that?
Leave someone at a service station?
Yeah.
No.
No.
At least book them an Uber.
Alex!
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Something's happened, I've got to go. There's an Uber.
Yeah, but something hasn't happened. He was just a dick.
If you're going to do... Yeah. Oh, wait with her. Wait with her. Babe, it's something's happened at home. I want you to get home safe. I can't get you back. I'm going to sit here with you. I'm going to get you an Uber. I'm so sorry.
That guy's got the ick.
You can't actually leave someone.
So bad that he can't... Is the ick that bad that you can't, like, get in the car and drive her home?
Like, a respectful person. Not even a man, a person. Like, you wouldn't do that to your friend. Like, honestly,
has anyone else got...
I want to know if she's listening. Did has he been in touch again? Like,
he won't have been.
Because she will want to now get an answer from him, which I understand, and there's no point, but there will be, that will dent her confidence so much. That's like a traumatic, that's fucking horrible.
Has anyone got any stories like this? Because I know someone who got flown out somewhere.
Right.
And she met up with the guy and then he ghosted her for the rest of the trip.
Really?
But he, like, yeah, did the whole, like, I've sent you money, so I've done my bit.
Wow. That's not cool, is it? However, you've walked out on dates before.
I have.
You've left them sat at a table.
I have.
But I don't...
But I'm the girl, so I'm allowed to
do that. And he's a guy, like, and he's at the table. It's not the end of the world. Like, this girl's fine. At a service station. She's probably got herself a matcha and was excited.
I think that's different. Like, I've left a date at the table. Like, as in, I went... They were so bad. I went, this is not for me. I paid the bill and I just got...
And you got off.
I didn't do that.
Ashley just... And was it not because he ordered a vodka Red Bull?
A quadruple vodka Red Bull in Australasia.
No.
Yeah, like, that warrants walking out.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, yeah. Keep the chatting on Patreon. Send anything else in. And men are pieces of shit sometimes. But do you know what my advice to that girl is? Go on the next date as soon as possible. Like, do not get the fear. And it's not you, it is him.
I would love to ring him for market research.
Lauren, leave the rage at the door. Let's continue.
No, now. To find out. Right, calm me down. So hold me back before I find this man. Right,
I'll fight you.
I feel like getting a number off. No, okay. I just want to know why you did it.
What I bought this week, the Geronic egg boiler. It boils 7 eggs perfectly in minutes.
In what?
It's £19.
Right.
It's fucking sensational. This gorgeous girl that I follow on Instagram recommended it because she does keto. And it's like it's about that big.
Right.
And literally, it comes with this thing where you put a hole in the top of each of the eggs. You put the eggs in, tiny bit of water, put the thing on. Perfect boiled egg.
But
minutes.
Where'd you put it? Is it going to microwave?
Plug it in.
Oh, you plug it in?
Yeah, £20.
Wow.
Amazing.
If you've got a load of kids that like boiled egg in the morning.
They do. And eggs are so good.
I hate boiled eggs.
I love
I like hot boiled eggs, not cold ones. That's psycho.
You can make dippy eggs with
I like dippy eggs.
So there's like a little thing on the side.
No.
Lauren, game changer. Right. Get one. Okay. Get one. The Skims Nike socks. Oh my God.
Do we need Skims socks? Socks are fucking socks, no?
I need Skims socks.
Mine are Amazon shit ones.
The ones that I've got, they come and it's brown, charcoal and black.
Are they like up over the thingy socks that you're going to see?
Just a tiny bit.
Right.
And it's the Night Tick and Skims.
I bet they look gorgeous.
They look gorgeous.
Do they feel, do you?
£30 for three. They're really nice.
I think that's a lot.
Byredo have bought out a body spray.
Oh my God, which fragrance? Which
so
fragrance?
I've just bought it for Ed's Father's Day present because he wears Byredo. But I just thought for in the car.
Yeah.
So gorgeous. Yeah. Gypsy Water.
Yes.
Le Labo Santal 33 incense sticks. So game changer. Whole house smells divine. Venus Intimate Razor.
Right.
Now, I haven't personally bought this, but because I've got my Estrid refills that I need to use,
I have heard,
have a look at this razor. I've heard that this Venus Intimate Razor is a game changer.
Really?
It's compact. Have a look at it. Oh, everyone that's used it is raving about
it. Because I use my Estrid. I love my Estrid.
Yeah. Well, this one here, they've developed as well an ingrown hair lotion that you can put straight on and it's made just like specifically for the bikini area.
Because I had a girl the other day saw on Patreon and she was saying, what can I do? I can't shave all the time, but I'm, you know, when you've just met someone, you need to
be smooth. So there's a whole range of Venus Intimate range. And I was reading the reviews because I'm doing the Lord's work for you girlies, especially when it comes to like bikini shaving rash. And it had over 700 five-star reviews already for the ingrown hair lotion.
There you go. We used to have one. When I used to do waxing, we used to give people one. I can't remember what the brand was, but it worked.
Got something.
I think it's got some form of
the cosmetic consult or something. Body wax are amazing. It's for
anything
ingrowing.
That's got something like AHA, BHA, that's going to pull out, clear out the pore kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right. I got the Dior Forever Foundation and the concealer.
Okay.
So I wear the Dior stick. Okay. I love the Dior stick. I love Dior Backstage.
Runs out so
it
quick.
Does. I love Dior Backstage. As well, it's one of my favourites. So I thought I'll try this.
Did you see Charlie from JNC Supplies has Dior makeup on at the minute?
Oh, does she?
JC Supplies on Instagram.
Right, I'll have a look. I'll speak to her. So I thought, seeing as I really love the Dior range, and there's a makeup artist called Tanel, I can't remember, she's in Australia, and I follow her and she uses it.
Oh, I love the Australian beats at the minute.
I've got it on. It didn't wow me. So I'm telling you I bought it. So you got shade 2W. I liked it. I think if you had... not dewy enough for me.
I love the Decipher foundation.
I still...
You need to try... Do you want to scan your face today and we'll get you on ordered?
Do I not have to have no makeup on though to do it?
No.
Right, okay, let's do it. She messaged me the other day, didn't you, saying you need to order
it?
And
yeah.
I just...
We'll do it now.
Right, okay. I also got the Ordinary Volufiline.
Volufiline. We've spoken about Volufiline before.
But we couldn't get
before.
It. It was out of stock everywhere. Yeah. So Skinvestment, we always talk about it, has been banging on about this. So I thought... It's on in stock. Fuck it, I'll buy it. I got it the other day and it came and it feels really nice. It's kind of like a thick water. I've been putting it on my under eye and on the lips.
Did you see she said you can put it in a rollerball?
Yes. I couldn't be arsed. I just did it with my finger. But and when I posted it on Instagram to say I'd bought it and heard really good stuff, about four people replied saying absolutely great. And one girl said it improved my under eyes a load. But one woman...
People get a big finger off it.
One woman, caveat, one woman said, careful putting this on your lips. It ruined my lips. Don't know what she meant. Did it dry them out? I don't know. But mine have been okay for a couple of days. So apparently it's fantastic and it's always out of stock. I restocked on my Makeup by Mario nude palette.
You love that.
Everyone should have that. I use it to contour.
The white one.
Yeah, I use it to contour my nose, everything. It's,
I've got
everything
that.
You need is in there if you're a brown, easy eye girl. I got, did you see the makeup bag, medicine bag I got from Amazon?
Yeah.
It says, it's like a little bag and it just says...
Skipping Lisa Rinna.
And it says all my fucking meds on it. And when I go on holiday, I'll put my meds in there. I just thought it was really funny and I liked it. I think you've mentioned these before, but I'm not sure. The pistachio clusters from M&S.
Nice.
I tried them for the first time.
Yeah. Oh! They do popcorn ones as
wow,
well.
Wow, they were stunning. I got a newbie sippy cup for Tommy. Is it sippy cup
they're
stage?
They're really good.
And then, if any of your kids are Stranger Things fans, which I've said before, Thea is obsessed with it. There's a website called Fun Cases, and you can get, she's got a water bottle, I got her a mug, and they do it in different, you know, whatever they're into, and they're really good quality, really good. So it's Fun Cases, and I got, I got a water bottle and it's really, really nice. So that's all I've bought this week. Right, dilemma time. Got a quick time for one before we finish.
Quickie.
Well, no, ma'am, actually, maybe not. My partner takes so long to finish. It's exhausting me. My neck, my back, everything. It's killing.
My pussy and my crack.
It's starting to feel like a chore now when we have sex, and he's getting annoyed. And I never initiate it for this reason because I know it's going to take a long time. Is it normal to be having sex for 40, 50 minutes and your partner still hasn't ejaculated?
Sounds like hell.
I'm starting to get really worried. Is it because of me? Am I not doing the things that I need to be doing? He tells me certain ways he likes it, and I do it, but then my arm aches, or my mouth aches, or both. And I feel uncomfortable.
I am the music fan.
And then sometimes I feel like I'm just going, bop it, twist it, bop it, turn it, shake it.
Bop it!
Bop it. I sometimes feel like I'm going through actual pain to try and make the magic happen. That you do now and again, though, don't you? Where you're like, oh, come on, mate.
And you're under the duvet and you're like,
ugh. And you're like, for fuck's sake. Ugh. I do get that. We're both frustrated. He's frustrated for obvious reasons. And I'm frustrated because I don't understand why it doesn't happen. It's not always been the case. And there are times when it does happen quicker than others. But a lot of times it's taken too long. Has anyone experienced this before?
Okay, I mean, I'd say my perfect time would be about 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone in.
What are you doing for the other six? Wait.
10 maximum.
Eight. 10 is a long time.
It depends whether you've...
10 is the limit we're putting on this. This poor lady is subject to 40 minutes.
Of shagging. Unless you're that woman that wrote in and you're on the mushrooms with the Arabian dance music.
Then, yeah. Fair. But no, 40 minutes isn't normal.
No, and I don't think so.
Isn't that like a problem, Lucas? Like,
well, a friend of mine who I used to live with, he, because I was in the room next door, he used to take a long time, but I never heard one of his girlfriends moan about it.
Yeah, but was that his choice to take a long time?
Because they can stop it happening.
Yeah, I never asked, actually.
Maybe he likes taking a long time.
I don't think so. She said he's frustrated.
Yeah.
I think that I feel sorry for you. Yeah, he could get himself going.
Can he not, like, start...
And you finish off. Sometimes if I'm doing it and things are getting, you know, you just do it yourself.
Do you know what I would suggest? You know? Do you know what I think it could be? Maybe he's strumming too much. If she tells him, goes, look, if you want me to...
Save your spunk, yeah.
If you want me to instigate it more, don't go for a couple of days.
It makes a big difference, doesn't it? Because I can tell whether James has been strumming recently by our length of sex.
It's the distance.
I can tell the distance, the amount. You can fully fucking tell. I know whether he's been strumming the day before or that day.
That's what Callum said the other day.
I know.
A really funny insult about someone.
What?
He went, he looks like he'd have watery cum. I know exactly what you mean.
I know what you mean. Like not as strong, like, like wishy-washy.
Yeah, like wishy-washy. Like,
wouldn't bother.
Like, you are so right.
Yeah, but how did he even think of that? I don't really know the answer. I'm going to be honest. I don't really know the answer because I haven't really been in that situation, but I can understand your frustration because if I thought every time we do it, it's going to take 40 minutes, I wouldn't want to do it anymore.
Lucas, Google ejaculation
delay problems.
Speed up.
Like I know, put a finger up his arse.
Yeah, put a finger up his bum.
I don't know the answer. I think you might have to chat to him about it and be like...
Well, no, let's see what it says. Is there any devices? Use a toy.
Is it that he's not enjoying it? Is it because it's become an issue now?
Or delay your... There's some training apps. There's climax control. I don't know.
No. I think that...
Get a new boyfriend.
He's maybe now making a thing out of it in his head, which is why he's not. Also, can I just tell you certain medications? So here's a quick one, really quick before we finish. Certain antidepressants, when you take them at the beginning, before you get used to them, they stop you coming as a woman as well. So I take citalopram. If I've not taken it for a while I need to start it again, I swear my friend's the same. We were talking about the other day. It does something with your nerves and it stops you coming. Is he on any medication that could be doing that? That's another thought.
They need to have a deeper...
I think you're going to have a fucking chat about it, as awkward as it is. It is awkward, that, isn't it? But it's not you. It's not you. Right. Thank you. We love you very much. And we will see you on Friday.
So thank you guys for listening. You can find us at Nip Tuck Pod. Type that in on your Instagram. We've nearly hit 100k. All of our clips are on there, but don't forget you can watch the full episode over on YouTube. Send in your dilemmas, send in your funny stories, send in even like funny TikToks you want us to comment on, because we need you. This podcast is all about you. The chat continues, as always, on Patreon, and all the bonus episodes are over there and on Apple Subscribe. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review. We love you guys. Bye.
Bye.